I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the 15th pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Giannis Adetokounmpo.
Bucks keep it alive here for Giannis. Giannis. And enters.
Welcome to the fans' exclusive coverage of the Pro Hoops Draft. Live from the Q Club of Wisconsin and Waukesha. Now, live from the Radio.com Sports mobile studios, here are your hosts, Ryan Horvat and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
Bill Schmid and Ryan Horvat here at 105.7 FM, the Fans mobile studios, brought to you by Radio.com Sports. Right now, out to Brooklyn and Adam Silver with the fifth pick in the NBA draft.
Cavaliers select Darius Garland from Vanderbilt University.
So there's the that Mayor Mitch back in the fan studio. So how we're doing this tonight is Ryan Horvat and I don't want to be caught up on Twitter and finding out all these picks that go down, because then you ruin reactions like that where Horvat just goes, what?
Right.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
so
Colin,
is there
Sexton
a deal here?
No, I haven't seen anything.
So they're going to roll with a Colin Sexton and Darius Garland backcourt. So that means you're probably playing Sexton off the ball, I would guess.
Yeah,
because
I guess.
Garland, he's already an undersized point guard. He's way too thin. He's got no length.
Colin Sexton's only like 5 or 6'1".
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like you
and
don't
Garland,
like Darius Garland, Ryan.
I like Garland. I mean, I like him in the pick and roll.
Okay.
He can shoot from all over the court. So
is this dude wearing a bathrobe?
I think he is.
What is this dude wearing?
I think
this dude is legitimately wearing a tan bathrobe. Unbelievable. Okay, so Mitch, they're keeping this pick. Darius Garland's going to the Cavs. They're going to have 2 point guards here.
Yeah, they're keeping the pick as we see right now. So
okay,
I will obviously keep you guys posted, but that's the plan.
That's Mayor Mitch back in the studio. So Darius Garland, who really flew up draft boards, Ryan, in the last couple of weeks. Darius Garland only played
5 games.
5 games at Vanderbilt, had more turnovers than assists in those 5 games, but really, really great ball handler. The court vision is going to be difficult, but the biggest thing that teams are really liking right now is his ability to shoot off the dribble.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, as I was talking about with this draft, it's kind of positionless, right? You just take the best prospects. He could shoot off the dribble and off the catch, off movement. He's versatile, but once again, he's just a little bit undersized even for the point guard position. So I was wondering how he would defend a guy like Damian Lillard as they, you know, bring up his player comp. And I'm like, that's kind of a reach, I think. Damian Lillard, I don't see it.
Damian Lillard's superstar. That is a supermax player right there.
So he's got the torn meniscus. I guess that would be kind of a red flag, obviously, you know, too young for me to worry about that. He gambles a little bit on defense as an on-ball defender, but you don't got to play defense in Cleveland anyway,
sure.
So it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, I'm not sold on the pick because I don't know how him and Colin Sexton fit together. And you just went and got Sexton last year, and
yeah,
he was good. So.
And moved up to get Colin Sexton, if I'm not mistaken, last year.
So if things getting weird in Cleveland,
That's for sure. There we go. So now we actually have a little bit of weird going on. Colin Sexton goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now this next trade will be made by the Phoenix Suns. They executed a trade with the Minnesota Timberwolves about an hour and a half ago. Horvat, that will be the Minnesota Timberwolves getting this sixth pick for the 11th pick and Dario Saric, small forward that can shoot the basketball.
Yep, that's all you're looking for right now. Like I said, 3 and D's. And so I like what they're doing a little bit, too. I like what everybody's doing. And it's because everybody actually has a window to win.
Okay,
here.
I'll tell you this. I don't like what the Cavs did.
No, I don't like that.
I
don't like what the Cavs are doing either. But and they're trying to get rid of Kevin Love's deal, obviously. They're
sure.
Probably going to try to get rid of Tristan Thompson. So you're just blowing up and starting all over. So I guess, really, it doesn't really matter what you're doing, right? You're just trying to find the best prospects.
It's best player available, that's for sure.
And Darius Garland, like I said, I mean, he was the number one point guard on the board heading into the collegiate season, then tore his meniscus, so he only played the 5 games. Nobody even knew who John Morant was. So you're going best available. Like I said, this isn't the deepest draft. Everybody was calling it a three-player draft. You're going to get the good one in 2 years, so you might as well take best available. But it's going to be interesting to see how that backcourt works. Two ball-dominant guards.
Jarrett Culver is a shooting guard from Texas Tech that could make some sense if you're looking at Minnesota. But Minnesota has Andrew Wiggins to play that 2-3 spot, and they gave him just an absolute boatload of money.
And now they're trying to get rid of him, which is hilarious.
So I don't know exactly how they're going to be able to get rid of that contract. They also have Jeff Teague on an expiring contract at point guard. So this could be Kobe White. It could be Jarrett Culver. It could be somebody else that we're maybe not thinking of. Maybe a Cam Reddish. I don't know exactly how that fits in, but there's possibilities all over the place. I know Sekou Doumbouya was somebody that you would have thought they would be looking at 11. I can't think they're thinking him at 6.
If I have that board in front of me and I'm Minnesota's GM, the one name I'm crossing off is Cam Reddish, because I like Cam Reddish because he's a shooter. But what I don't like about Cam Reddish is that he's way streaky, and at times he's a shooter who can't shoot. He cost me a couple bucks at Duke because he's just out of control at times as well. So I would take him off the board. Like, I want to get excited about what Minnesota is doing, but every time I do, like the Jimmy Butler move and you paired him with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, I was like, man, maybe this finally makes Wiggins a player.
Right.
Because you can complement him with Butler, and you had Tom Thibodeau as the head coach, and you fire Tibbs. You know, I mean, at some points last year, your highest usage player was Derrick Rose. Like, you were running your offense through Derrick Rose. So it's hard for me to get excited about anything Minnesota's doing. I like Karl Anthony Towns, but the knock on him is he's just way too soft. That's why Jimmy Butler didn't like playing with those guys. Nobody gets along.
How much are you listening to what Jimmy Butler was saying about those guys in Minnesota?
I'm actually buying into it.
So you're not thinking that it was Jimmy Butler's issue?
I think he's an issue. I think he's just an alpha. Anywhere he goes, he wants the ball in his hands, and he wants to win. And I think those guys are just lazy. I mean, I do. I just think – I don't know that they're lazy. I just feel like with the younger players, like a lot of those guys are in the locker room, and they're playing Fortnite. And
sure.
Jimmy's just not cut that way, man. He's in the locker room. He's working out. So he doesn't want to see guys playing video games when you're on a 41-win team.
Jimmy's on, like, Basketball Reference looking – doing, like, deep dives that we do on, like – Wednesday nights during baseball season.
Yeah, when you're the 11th and 12th seed in the Western Conference, he doesn't want you in the locker room playing Fortnite. So I do buy into that a little bit. I've heard Karl Anthony Towns is kind of immature, but he's a hell of a player. I'll take Karl Anthony Towns any day.
It'll be interesting to see. It could be Kobe White. It could be another one of the point guards in the pick right here if you're looking at who could possibly go to the now – Minnesota Timberwolves with the 6th pick overall. The pick is in. ESPN showing Kobe White. We are not looking at Twitter to try to get Woj bombs because Woj, once again, does the stupidest thing ever during this draft.
Tips
picks. And tips picks.
Yeah.
It's reality. It's come on, dude.
He hasn't done that tonight, though. He's not doing it tonight.
Okay, because he had claimed earlier this week, Mitch, that he was going to do it. Story came out. Woj was like, "Hey man, I'm gonna be tipping picks, so don't pay attention." I guess
he did.
Who do you think they're gonna go with here? I have no idea. Jarrett Culver, maybe.
But where are you gonna play Andrew Wiggins? If they're taking Jarrett Culver,
I think
then
they
know.
Wiggins.
Then they know that they have a suitor for Wiggins.
I think they move Wiggins. I don't know who that suitor would be. I saw some reports that it might be Boston. That would be a terrible fit. That's not happening. Boston, they got those first-round picks. You got Tatum and Brown. The last thing you want to do is take on that terrible
deal. What about a sign-and-trade Andrew Wiggins for Chris Middleton?
No, thank you.
All right.
Don't think he fits in that offense.
Before I have Mitch freak out, let's go to the commissioner.
With the 6th pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Phoenix Suns select Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech University.
Yeah, Jarrett Culver, the pick. Another dude that can absolutely fill it up, as he was one of the main reasons why Texas Tech find themselves in the national championship this year.
Yeah, 20 years old, too, so a little bit older than some of the prospects in the draft. I like him because he could actually create his own shot.
We have a Loyola of Chicago person saying that it was Mooney, but okay.
Loyola Chicago. Who is it, Sister Jean?
That clown over there, Loyola, or the high school, Loyola.
Oh, Loyola High School Academy. Okay. Like Culver, though. I just wish he had better handles, but you could say that about a lot of guys. And good size on him, 6'7", about 194 pounds, so he's going to have to put on some muscle. But, you know, 18 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, and shoots 54% from the floor. So not much more you could ask
for. Doesn't necessarily shoot it all that well from deep, right around 30%, which is kind of the floor for a guy in this ilk that's going to go and what you can actually shoot at that point. But Jarrett Culver. His father was the team chaplain, team pastor at Texas Tech, drew him to the Red Raiders. Also, his brother, a two-time All-American high jumper. So athletics run in the family for Jarrett Culver, who has the Phoenix Suns hat on but is going to go to Minneapolis and be a Timberwolf and run with Karl Anthony Towns and possibly Andrew Wiggins.
Maybe Andrew Wiggins. Well, I like the fit with Culver because you could kind of play him at the two and the three. He could guard multiple positions. You're going to put a little bit of muscle on him. Good pick. Like I said, though, I just can't get excited about anything that Minnesota does.
Are you surprised Phoenix traded this pick?
A little bit. I thought that Phoenix was going to try to get a point guard in this draft. But I feel like with what they're trying to do, they want more of like a pass first, just run their offensive sets point guard. In the top point guards in this draft, that's just not what you're getting. Like, John Morant is a playmaker. He's going to want to make plays. He's not just going to run your offense for you.
Yeah.
Kobe White, same thing. I mean, he's a speed demon. He's like the master of the speed dribble, even for how big the guy is. You know, there's going to be times where he's just a little bit out of control. And then the same thing with Darius Garland. So I'm kind of surprised, but not really surprised. I thought they were definitely going to go for a point
guard. Chicago Bulls will be up next when we return. This is the Pro Hoops Draft Show live at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Ryan Horvath here as well. You can be out here eating 50-cent wings, drinking $2 beers, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Fan's exclusive coverage of the Pro Hoops Draft, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha, is on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Be sure to listen to The Fan all day tomorrow and react to tonight's draft with Chuck and Winkler 6 to 10 a.m., Bill Michaels 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and 2 to 6 on The Big Show with Gary, Billy, and Sparky.
Ryan Horvath, Baby Tausch with you right now. It's the Pro Hoops Draft Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bridging the gap, taking you all the way up until the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Brewers taking on the Cincinnati Reds right now. It is 0-0 in the top half of the first inning. Jimmy Nelson with his third start this season, and bases are loaded. So let's go to the commissioner and talk about the Chicago Bulls.
NBA draft. The Chicago Bulls select Kobe White from the University of North Carolina.
Really like that pick. Kobe White, I think, is probably the best point guard outside of John Morant in the draft, Horvath.
Yeah, I agree. He's one of my favorite prospects. I loved him all year long. The guy can knock down shots. He's fast as hell, and he's 6'5". I like my point guards 6'4" and above. What I like about this pick for the Chicago Bulls is they
didn't... That's somebody 5'9 saying that, too.
Right, right. Oh, 5'11", actually.
On a good day. Yeah,
with cleats.
In shoes,
with cleats. What I like about Kobe White, what I like about the pick for the Bulls is they didn't screw it up. I mean, this is the same team that traded up to draft Doug McDermott. This is the same team that drafted Marcus Teague over Draymond Green. That was where the falling out with Tom Thibodeau happened, because he wanted to take Draymond Green while Gar Foreman and John Paxson wanted to take Marcus Teague, who lasted, I think, like 2 years in the league. And now they finally get it right. I mean, Kobe White is can't miss.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm still taking a veteran point guard here, or getting a veteran point guard in free agency. I mean, I would say that for sure. I'm still looking at somebody that's going to be able to help me in free agency, like a Patrick Beverley. You have the money to go and get Pat Beverley to go along with Kobe White. I think that probably makes the most sense at this point.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've heard a couple executives say that the Bulls could be a sleeping giant in free agency because they have so much money, but they'll screw it up like they usually do, in my opinion. It's going to be interesting to see what they do here with Chris Dunn, because now you got Kobe White, and I actually like Chris Dunn when he's on the floor and when he's healthy, but that's just very rare.
It's been few and far between for Chris Dunn, yeah.
The Bulls are building something, though. It'll be interesting to see if they could, like you said, add another key free agent here. I mean, Patrick Beverley would be a good fit, and he's a Chicago guy. And then you could play Kobe White off the ball even a little bit, because he has the size where he can match up with the two guards. He's 6'5".
And Kobe White also, he's got that playmaking ability that he's able to find people inside of the offense. He's one of those dudes that as well. One knock on Kobe White is going to be that he's going to try to make things happen maybe outside of the offense every once in a while, and maybe push things on the outskirts that might not be inside of Jim Boylan's offense, which he might not necessarily like.
Right.
But the thing is, the dude's going to give you consistent effort. I believe he's going to get only better on the defensive end. You said with 6'5", the wingspan can move around, he can play. But also with this pick, what it does is if you do go get a Pat Beverley, and Pat Beverly is your backup point guard or your starting point guard. Kobe White can play that too because of his catch and shoot ability.
Yeah, absolutely. The only area where he struggles to shoot is just off the dribble, and that'll improve, and that's a knock on a lot of guys, and they'll work on that.
It was the knock on Jamal Murray when he came out.
And I'd say that's probably his asset right now. That's probably his strongest feature. I really like the pick. Like you said, though, I like what the Bulls are doing. They got a nice young core now, a bunch of dudes that could play. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that offense with Boylan, though. I mean, I didn't really like them extending him, to tell you the truth.
The third consecutive year, the Chicago Bulls have the seventh pick in the draft. They go with Lauri Markkanen in 2017. Last year, they go with your boy Wendell Carter Jr.
Who's out of a great pick, yeah.
And then, okay, I don't know if I'd go great pick.
We'll go pretty good.
We'll go with decent pick. And then Kobe White, who we can agree is a really, really good selection here, in their third straight year of drafting number seven for Pax there. John Paxson needs this to work out.
He really
Otherwise,
does.
He's going to have to be gone, right?
Well, you think that, but him and Gar Forman, I mean, you look at all the moves that they did, right?
He's got to have, like, some naked pictures of Gar Forman.
Something has to be
going on.
There's
got to be something that he's got.
Something has to be going on. You had a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then you had some bad luck because Derrick Rose tore his ACL. You blow that up. You trade Rose. You extend Jimmy Butler. You give him all this money. You bring – and then you say you're rebuilding around Jimmy with young players. But then you bring in 55-year-old Dwayne Wade, 65-year-old Rajon Rondo – nobody gets along, so then you have to blow that up. Then after extending Jimmy for all this money, you trade him away. That's a team that just has no idea what the hell they're doing, and now they're rebuilding once again, and it looks like, at least with these prospects for the last couple of years, they're doing it the right way.
This is going to be the number eight pick coming up here. It'll be made by the Atlanta Hawks. It will be going to the New Orleans Pelicans, who already have taken Zion Williamson with the number one overall pick from Duke. And right now they have 8, 17, and 35, a part of a deal with the New Orleans Pelicans for that number four pick that they got with the Lakers, as well as 57 and Solomon Hill.
Yeah, and this is what I like to see young teams do, or teams that are in basketball hell that are in the middle of a rebuild, is just rebuild and do it with draft picks. Because you're not going to win. I mean, that's what I've been telling everyone. This is what I've been saying for the last couple of years. Like, you knew the Warriors were going to be playing against LeBron James in the finals for 4 or 5 years. So if you're in basketball hell, why not just blow it up? Like the Atlanta Hawks were doing for a while. The Raptors were doing for a while. Like, you were just running into the buzzsaw that was LeBron James in the conference finals. Might as well, during drafts like this or during seasons like this, just kind of blow it up and just get as many prospects as you can. Because you're not going to win anyway. You're not going to win a title. Even next year. I mean, we could pretty much pencil in the Eastern Conference. We don't know what Toronto is going to look like, if Kawhi's going to stay or if he's going to be a Clipper or what he's going to do. But you know the Bucks are going to be elite in the Eastern Conference, or you'd like to think so. Philadelphia is still going to be there. And then in the West, you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the same team. You're not really competing with that if you're Memphis. So why not start all over, get some prospects, and then look forward to 2021, 2022.
Adrian Wojnarowski saying New Orleans still discussing trades at the number eight spot right now that we're sitting at. They hold the pick after the deal with the Atlanta Hawks. The draft pick will put on the Atlanta Hawks hat, as we can only wait and make these trades official coming up, I believe, on June 7th. Those trades will become official. Once again, the selections that have been made so far tonight: number one overall pick, we've known it for about a year and a half, Zion Williamson. Then it goes Ja Morant from Murray State. 2-point guard goes to the Memphis Grizzlies. R.J. Barrett, Duke shooting guard, small forward, goes to the New York Knickerbockers at number three. 4, the Atlanta Hawks end up with DeAndre Hunter after their trade. Darius Garland, point guard from Vanderbilt, only played 5 games in the ACC this year. Garland goes 5 to the Cleveland Cavaliers at 6 after a trade with the Phoenix Suns. Jarrett Culver, shooting guard from Texas Tech, goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Kobe White was just selected by the Chicago Bulls. 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Pro Hoops Draft Party, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Ryan Horvath here as well, and you should be too, because there's 50-cent wings, traditional or boneless. Also, $2 domestic pints from now until close. What is better than that? I can tell you this. Sucking a couple of them down, which you and I are not able to do because we are working here, Ryan. And you have to do the morning show. I can't imagine that you can really hit any $2 pints.
Maybe one or two after the show. You know,
okay,
six,
that works.
We got a couple hours till 6 a.m., right?
this trade recap once again here at the 8 spot. The Pelicans got 8, 17, and 35 in this year's draft, and Adam Silver has the pick right now out in Brooklyn.
With the 8th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Jackson Hayes from the University of Texas.
Jackson Hayes, a center. This one, Horvat, I think fits really, really well if New Orleans is going to keep this pick. Another big dude that can lob and throw down. Jackson Hayes, center out of Texas, is going to be able to throw some of those down if New Orleans becomes the new lob city with Zion and Jackson Hayes.
Love Jackson Hayes, 6'11", only 219 pounds, and there's another guy that wasn't even playing basketball a couple of years ago. He was actually a high school wide receiver, so he's just a freak athlete. They'll have to put some
Dad
weight on him.
Dad played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 12 seasons in the NFL.
They're going to have to put at least like 30 to 40 pounds of muscle on my man. Imagine being 6'11", 7', and only weighing 220 pounds.
I haven't been 220 pounds since like sophomore year of high school, so I don't even know what that would feel like.
But you said it, man. His dad played 12 years in the NFL, and his mom played college hoops. So obviously he's above the rim finisher, good hands, good coordination, and he's just a dynamic athlete for a big. So I think that in today's NBA, he's a perfect fit.
No doubt. And also the cool thing is, too, grew 11 inches from his senior year in high school.
Kind of like the Kevin Durant thing where you get recruited as a 6'2 shooting guard, you show up
at
Texas,
AD, same thing.
6'9", yep. And those are the players. That's why we see guys in the league, like a Giannis, for example, you know, like 6'11", 7' guys that are handling the ball now and shooting outside shots. I guess the only thing that worries me a little bit is Jackson Hayes is a rim protector, but every once in a while he kind of gets caught out in no man's land, and he's terrible with the pick and roll. And in today's NBA,
sure,
you got to be able to defend the pick and roll. But great shot blocker, and he's a dominant rim protector. So
They're going to be protecting the rim with Jackson Hayes as well as Zion Williamson down there in New Orleans. This is the Pro Hoops Draft Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, our radio.com sports mobile studios out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. You can come on out and join us. Ryan Horvat, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, till 11 o'clock here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Pro Hoops Draft Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Pro Hoops Draft Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Horvat, one of my guys, goes off the board at number 9 to the Washington Wizards. Rui Hachimura.
Love me
first
some Rui.
Japanese player drafted in the top 10 in the NBA draft. How about that?
I'm a big fan. I saw a player comp for Rui that was Jabari Parker, and I've never disagreed with anything more. Dude's thick. He's got long arms. He's an athlete. Good off the dribble. I really
won the Julius Erving Award for top small forward in college basketball this year, and they're giving him a player comp of Kawhi Leonard here that I can get because he's going to give you all he's got on both ends of the floor. I feel like he plays a little bit different spot, though, than Kawhi. I feel like Kawhi's more of a 2 than a 3 like Rui, but
I guess they're just going
size and similarity and strength-wise, I guess.
Yeah, maybe just off, like, raw talent, just because, like you said, I mean, he's only been playing the game for a couple of years. I do look at the system that guys do play in when I'm looking at picks, like, past 1 through 3. Like, obviously, Zion, no matter where he went to school, you were taking him. John Morant went to Murray State, you were taking him. Now, like, if I'm a contender and I'm picking anywhere from, like, 10 to, you know, 30, I'm looking at what systems guys played as well as talent. Like, I like Rui because he played at Gonzaga for Mark Few, one of the best collegiate coaches.
And he made a bunch of money probably off of him this year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I like the you'd think Michigan State would produce better pros, but, like, I like a guy like Draymond Green because of the system that he played in. So I do look at that. I like this pick, though.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really good pick.
Not as much as I like what the Pelicans are doing.
I really, really like Rui. I think that he's a legitimate basketball player primarily because of he's one of those guys, Horvat, that people are – describing players nowadays as having a Giannis mindset. A guy that's coming over from overseas, he's going to have the weight of Japan on his shoulders watching him play basketball. First Japanese player to go in the top 10. I believe he's the first Japanese player to go in the first round.
Yeah, and I agree with the Giannis thing. A guy that just works a little bit better, a little bit harder every single offseason. He comes back and he adds a new skill to his game. And you could say everybody that plays hoops does that, but this guy didn't
start
playing organized hoops until he was 14 years old. I mean, that's just insane. He's been playing basketball for 4 years only. 6'8", 7'2", wingspan. He needs to be a little bit more physical so he can improve on his rebounding. That's the only thing in the pros. I could see him getting out-muscled and beat up a little bit his first couple years, but when he adds some muscle and kind of figures out the game of basketball, because that's the thing. The guy's been playing organized hoops since 14.
Right.
So he had to figure out the collegiate game. Now he has to figure out the NBA, which is a whole other beast.
So we found out Adrian Wojnarowski from our man Mayor Mitch back in the studios is not tipping pitches.
He is now. He has started.
He is now.
But he's not doing the thesaurus. There we go. Like he did last year. Or he's doing, you know, weird names, but he's pretty much a puzzle piece. Yeah, he's pretty much just doing they're focused on so and so. They are barring a trade so and so. So he waited for like four picks to start doing it. So he's doing it now though. So
okay, because I did see
so I know
Shams.
What's going on while you guys are yapping over here. So
okay, good, because I saw Shams saying bust a couple of picks open. So Shams, his old counterpart, now working at the Athletic.
That's
Yahoo
probably
Sports.
What it was too. Is Shams started doing it, so Woj did it. Those guys, I mean, there is no better rivalry in America, I don't think.
No, there really,
there really isn't.
But is it really a rivalry? Because like Shams, last year was supposed to be his big year, and he just got dunked on by Woj. Like it wasn't even close.
Did he?
I think Shams is doing all right.
No, I think he's doing a great job, and he's making way more money than I am. So I'm not ripping Shams, but I'm saying comparing him to Woj. I mean, Woj has his own show, his own podcast.
So you mean he's getting paid to work tonight?
Yeah, exactly. But Woj, I mean, Woj is like on the Mount Rushmore.
This show would be a lot more fun if we got paid for it, wouldn't it? I mean, like this job, being paid for it, that would make it way more fun. I'll tell you that much. Baby Tausch and Ryan Horvath out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. You want to come out and hang out with us, drink some $2 pints? I know you do. I know you want to eat 50-cent wings. They got both of those here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. We'll also keep tabs on the Milwaukee Brewers all night long as we're bridging the gap between the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. And Jimmy Nelson struggling again tonight in the first inning. Now come his woes of throwing strikes. That has been the issue for Jimmy Nelson since coming back. Walks the bases loaded, walks in a run, and then gives up a two-run single. So it's 3-0 Reds here in the bottom half of the first inning. Brewers and Reds out at Miller Park. Mike Moustakas up at the dish. We're talking Pro Hoops draft, and we're finally at number 10, Horvat. And could this be a reach? Maybe my boy, Sekou Doumbouya, he's got to go.
Think he's going here?
This could be Sekou time. I'd be down if it was Sekou time.
I feel like it's going to be Cam Reddish here. It's going to have to be Cam Reddish, only because he's on the board. And although I'm not so high on Cam Reddish, I feel like if he does blow up, I mean, because he could be a star scorer. Like,
what
Cam
about Kevin
Reddish,
Porter Jr.? Kevin Porter Jr. is in that same vein of a star scorer.
I know, but I won't be surprised if Porter Jr. doesn't go until the second round. That's how crazy
what?
This draft is.
No
yeah,
chance.
That's what I'm saying. Like, agents don't even know what to tell their clients. They have no timetable of when these guys are going to be drafted.
Is this our first skins game of the night?
But what I like about – yeah, actually.
So you think Kevin Porter is going to go – I'll give you 20. I say Kevin Porter Jr. goes before the 20th overall.
I think he falls out of the first round.
Oh,
okay. Actually, okay. No, I'll take 20. I'll go under.
Yeah, you should take 20.
I'll take the 20.
Okay, that's our first skins game of the night. Now, Sparky thought we were going to be doing this all night long. I'm going to sector it down and just pick and choose my spots. I think I pick and chose a nice spot there, don't you think?
I do.
I think I'm going to be able to pick. Yeah, I think I'm going to get a couple of dollars from this. Now, this trade recap coming up here, this Hawks trade was from the Mavericks last year, when the Luka Doncic-Trey Young deal went down, where they flipped spots, and Atlanta picking the 10th pick in this year's NBA draft.
NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Cam Reddish from Duke University.
Wendy's, this is 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're out at the Pro Hoops draft party, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, and Cam Reddish does go. He goes number 10 to the Atlanta Hawks. Horvath, you called it.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't leave him on that board. The guy could end up being a 20-point scorer. The only thing I don't like is he just panics. Like, anytime he faces a double team or anything, he just, like, in big moments, I feel like Cam Reddish just has the ability, and he just panics a little bit. He doesn't maximize his physical gifts. The guy's long, and, like, we see him, like, he'll get double-teamed. Turnovers. That's what I'm trying to say. He turns the ball over way too much, and for a shooter, he's just way too streaky.
I like
Duke's
the quote,
losses.
Though.
He just couldn't. He doesn't show up.
I like the quote though by Cam Reddish. I'm not a project. I'm a work in progress. There's always more to learn. So at least he understands why people were hesitant.
It appears we are experiencing technical difficulties down there at the Q Club of Wisconsin. We'll have more of the Pro Hoops Draft Show coming up next, right here on The Fan.
This is the 2019 Pro Hoops Draft Show, live from the Radio.com Sports mobile studios on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome back into the Pro Hoops Draft Show. Billy and Ryan live at Q Club of Wisconsin, having some technical difficulties here on The Fan. The pick is in number 11, the Minnesota Timberwolves making the selection. This one going to Phoenix, I believe. Let's hear it, Adam Silver.
Cameron Johnson from the University of North Carolina.
There it is, Cameron Johnson, the small forward from North Carolina. He is an upperclassman. He has gone number 11, picked by the Minnesota Timberwolves. In so many trades today, I'm not 100% sure where that pick is actually going. I do believe that is going to Phoenix. So he is a guy that is, again, an upperclassman, a 6'8 long guy. He kind of reminds me of, you know, your kind of your typical small forward at North Carolina. Long guy, can shoot a little bit, definitely rail thin, though. No question about that. So we'll see where he can go as we move forward here in the NBA season. Again, a lot of craziness going on so far. Obviously, those first three picks in the NBA draft were pretty chalky, as we expected leading in. Number one overall, of course, Zion Williamson, the guy we've known for quite a while to be the number one overall pick, and it would indeed come to fruition as the New Orleans Pelicans would make him the number one overall pick. And Ja Morant goes second to Memphis, and R.J. Barrett goes third to the New York Knicks. DeAndre Hunter to Atlanta. Cleveland gets Darius Garland at five. Jarrett Culver goes six to Minnesota. Kobe White, seven from North Carolina. He goes to the Bulls. Jackson Hayes, eight, going to the New Orleans Pelicans. He's the big man out of Texas. Rui Hachimura goes number nine, probably the biggest surprise so far. He goes to the Wizards. He's out of Gonzaga. And Cam Reddish goes to Atlanta. He was 10th overall, and of course 11th overall just there. Cameron Johnson from North Carolina. To my knowledge, we have the boys back.
Wow.
There he is. There they are out at Q Club of Wisconsin. Take it back over, guys.
Whoa, Mitch, you can't tell us that it was the biggest shock of the day. And then Cam Johnson goes 11. That one was one that I wasn't expecting.
That's a bit of a reach as
Cam
well.
Cam Johnson, 11? Yeah. No,
I thought Rui was going to go 15, Johnson. 16, 18, 20, somewhere in there, and he's up at number 9.
For sure. Yep, I agree. Mitch, I did not see Rui getting into the top 10, but – I don't know about you, and you cover the Bucks with Sparky and the Pick and Save Milwaukee Bros postgame show all the time. I think Rui's a really, really good player there in the top 10.
Absolutely. I think he's – and you guys were talking before. I mean, Ryan especially saying Jabari Parker was the player comp, and, yeah, I don't see that at all. Rui is – I think he's a much more well-rounded player, and he's obviously a bigger guy, I think, and he's just – I think he's going to be a guy who wants to win a little bit more. I think that's Jabari Parker's main problem there is just not necessarily – I don't think it's a basketball IQ thing. I think it's a drive thing, and I think Rui
totally
is definitely
agree.
Not going to have that problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. Now, Cameron Johnson, Ryan?
Yeah, big fan, actually. He was one of my favorite players in this draft. I was looking at mock drafts that had him going 33, 34, 20.
Yeah, I didn't 20, see him in the
not even being drafted.
Top 20.
That's just the way of the NBA. I kind of saw it coming only because he's the best shooter in this draft. Easily the best three-point shooter in this draft, and he could defend. I gave a player comp of Cam Johnson of kind of like a Danny Green, but he's 6'8", 205 pounds with a 6'10 wingspan, so he could guard on the perimeter. I guess the only thing that would scare me a little bit is he had hip surgery in 2018. That's kind of a weird injury for a young dude to have. Anything with the hip scares me a little bit, but best spot-up shooter in this draft, good footwork, and he runs the floor in transition, so you're going to find him. I think that that's a great fit, and I don't think that that is a reach. It does shock me. But I love me some Cam Johnson.
So you're a little bit surprised that he did end up going there, but if you were a general manager in this point, you would have been down with taking him at this spot.
I would, because at this point of the draft, and like I said, I mean, this if I was outside of the top three, I'm looking for the best prospect right now, and there's a lot of raw talent. I mean, we just got done talking about Rui. Rui could be a 20-point-per-game player, or he could be a G League player that we never even see after year one. Whereas Cameron Johnson, I always know that he's going to have a spot in the NBA because he could shoot and he could defend. you know, and that's there's just a spot for you in the NBA, in today's NBA, if you could shoot the three.
Right now it is the Charlotte Hornets up on the clock. Now, Charlotte, their biggest issue and their biggest concern is going to be, are they going to be able to keep their superstar in Kemba Walker?
Yeah, and I doubt that they're going to be able to, even though he said all the right things, like most superstars do, outside of Anthony Davis, who pretty much told you he wanted out from day one.
Yeah, right.
But with Kemba, he said that he would even take less money. He just wants to play for a contender. So he would even turn down the Supermax if he could bring in another player. But who's going to Charlotte, to be honest with you? And now that the Lakers have paired Anthony Davis with LeBron, I think that they're going to go pretty hard at Kemba if they're able to. I mean, I don't know how that's all going to work out with the contract structure now.
And once again, you just said it about Charlotte. I think North Carolina is a beautiful area. Carolinas are supposed to be one of the best places to live in the country. But who wants to go and play in Charlotte?
Especially when
I could go and play in L.A.
Especially when Michael Jordan is in charge of your basketball operations. Because, I mean, you want to talk about draft night disasters.
This would have been a good spot for Kobe White. Because he is the one that broke Michael Jordan's scoring record at UNC for a freshman.
What's
now,
crazy?
That would have been something else.
What is surprising about the Kobe White thing is I thought two Carolina players were going to go in the top 10. In fact, I took that prop bet for like plus 220.
You lost that one.
I did, because I thought it was going to be Nazir Little, the 6'7 wing out of Carolina. I thought he would go well over Cameron Johnson, even though I thought Johnson will end up being the better pro. So, already, I mean, this is what I'm saying. You got to watch who you trust, even when you're watching the combine, and look at your sources, because everybody's just trying to throw out false information to end up with the guy they want.
Adam Silver, Charlotte Hornets, number 12 pick.
With the 12th pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Charlotte Hornets select P.J. Washington Jr. from the University of
Kentucky. Man, I wanted it to be Sekou. Oh, look, Bango running around there at Barclays Center. What's he doing out there? Bango running around at the Barclays Center. P.J. Washington, the Wildcat, goes at number 12 to Charlotte.
You think Bango made a call over to John Horace and is like, hey, you couldn't have told me that we sold the pick so I could head home? And also, I saw that everybody that gets drafted gets a team replica, like, just blinged out watch. What are the Bucks going to do with theirs?
Well, okay, if anybody's talking about watches, though, did you see what my boy Tyler Hero had around his wrist?
I did.
$50,000 in diamonds around his wrist.
Yeah, that thing was swaggy. He had the number 23 on there. They're like, was that for Jordan or LeBron? He's like, no, I just didn't want to touch it and change it because it's too nice. P.J. Washington, as you talk about Tyler Hero. Who
that's his boy.
From Kentucky.
That's his boy.
P.J. Washington, sophomore, 20 years old, gave you 15 points and 7 boards from Kentucky. Strong dude. He's a big, like I said, 6'8". He's got a little Taj Gibson in him, if you want to go player comp from North Carolina. I see a little Bryce Johnson. He's a good passer for his position. So, you know, you face him down on the double teams, he's going to be able to kick it out to open shooters. The only problem is he's a terrible defensive rebounder, and he's not very explosive either.
He plays a little bit bigger than I think he is, doesn't he? A little bit thicker maybe at least?
Yeah, and he's just like a raw talent. Like these guys from – I mean, he's a sophomore, so he did do 2 years under Calipari, which is like doing – you know, like being a four-year senior anywhere else. But the only thing is you go to Kentucky – and I never know what to expect from any of these guys. You know, if you go to Kentucky, it's kind of a hit or miss. Like, we knew Jamal Murray was going to be a player, or Anthony Davis was going to be a player. But when they play in that system, like, Calipari at Kentucky doesn't really draw up offensive sets. It's just kind of like chaos because he's got five pros on the floor at the same time, so there's no offense. So it'll be interesting to see what Washington does at the next level, like what kind of player he is. But I like him. I mean, he's got a 7'3 wingspan, so he'll be able to knock down some shots and block some shots, play in the post. And he may get abused on the boards, like I said, though. I'm not sold on him as a defensive rebounder in the NBA.
Yeah, he could struggle on the block defensively, that's for sure. Now the Miami Heat come up here at 13. Now you want to talk about a team that's in NBA purgatory.
I know.
That's the Miami Heat because
they
got a lot of guaranteed money tied up to a team that couldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. All under with Whiteside. I saw somebody like, eh, maybe he won't opt in. Yeah, he's definitely opting in. That was a terrible
contract.
Yeah,
no way he's not taking that $27 million, cuz.
And that's the thing, like, when you do get a big and you get a rim protector, like, you have to pay him, especially if you're a championship contender. But
it always
ends up biting you in the ass in the long run. Like, look at what Houston's dealing with right now with Clint Capella.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Chris Paul, because that's a deal. He's untradeable at this point. He can't play with James Harden. But that's the only problem is, you know, when you do get a big, a rim protector, is you got to pay him. And it doesn't always end up working in your favor towards like year 3-4 of the deal.
It'll be Miami, then Boston, then Detroit, rounding out the top 15 players that we've seen gone already here on the Pro Hoops Draft Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and RJ Barrett go 1-2-3. DeAndre Hunter, after a trade with the New Orleans Pelicans, goes to the Atlanta Hawks at number 4. Darius Garland, the 5th overall selection to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Minnesota Timberwolves selecting via the Phoenix Suns at number 6. They get Jared Culver out of Texas Tech. Kobe White goes 7 to the Bulls. New Orleans takes Cam Reddish after that deal with Atlanta. Gives them the 8th pick. They take Cam Reddish. And then at 9, that's when we saw our first kind of mess around with the NBA draft this year, Horvath. That's when Rui Hachimura ended up going number 9 in that deal to the Washington Wizards.
My biggest takeaway, notice a conference that hasn't had a player drafted. And I don't know that – is the Big Ten going to get a player drafted in the first round? Maybe Romeo Langford from
– yeah, Langford's probably their best bet. And that dude barely even played from Indiana.
Yeah, he's only a freshman. Exactly. Like the Big Ten. And I don't
think he's a legitimate NBA player. Sorry. I don't think Romeo Langford's going to play much in the NBA.
Big Ten just lately just doesn't really produce anything. I mean, it's all just like a boring half-court style offense, you know, low-scoring games. And I really don't know if we're going to get a prospect taken in the first round from the Big Ten. That's my biggest takeaway.
This is 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll take a timeout, get an update from Evan Heffelfinger before we come back, when Boston will be selecting, as right now, about a minute and a half left for the Miami Heat. We'll have that pick for you when we come back, and Boston will be on the clock. It's the Pro Hoops Draft Party live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. 50 Cent Wings, traditional or boneless, your choice is sauce, 50 cents a piece, and $2 domestic pints. What's better than that? You drinking. I'm out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Ryan Horvath of Chuck and Winkler. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch of the Wendy's Big Show. We're out here till 11 o'clock at the Q Club in our radio.com sports mobile studios here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.